Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. So happy October. We are in October now, and one thing that we do celebrate in October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. I know that's a mouthful. And this morning I am here at the Project Search classroom / office, and we have some Project Search students that we're going to hear from today, and we also have one of the instructors as well as the Unlimited Skills Trainer. So they are Taylor Ellis and James. Thank you very much, James. So we're going to begin because we want to make sure we have enough time to hear from our Project Search students. So Taylor, can you tell us a little bit about your role, you know, as the instructor for Project Search? And what is the program kind of like? How did it start?
Sure. So I am the long-term substitute for Project Search this year. So I oversee the students for the education part of the program as well as at their internships within the hospital. Project Search was developed at the Cincinnati Children's Hospital and Medical Center. It started in 1996. A woman named Erin Raley, who is the director of Cincinnati Children's Emergency Department, and a woman named Susie Ratuski, who was a special education director at Great Oaks Career Campuses at the time. They started Project Search, and it has grown from a single program site at Cincinnati Children's Hospital to a continuously expanding international network of sites.
Right, and we are so happy to have Project Search here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. And you know that there's a story behind that too, right? How did it come to Wayne County?
Yes, so the idea came to us from Wallen Paulpak, Special Education Director. Immediately, we thought of the hospital as a host business, as it's one of the largest employers in Wayne County. Since that's in Honesdale, we decided it would be better for our program to be a consortium, and we have students from Western Wayne, Wallen Paulpak, and Wayne Highlands School this year. We are in collaboration with our skills trainer, which is James this year. He works for Living Unlimited, and we work with another organization called OVR, or the Office of Vocational Rehabilitation. And Project Search has been up and running successfully for 5 years now.
Right. And you know, we do, and I say we, meaning Wayne Memorial Hospital and our Wayne Memorial Health System, have truly enjoyed having Project Search here. And I know all the employees you know, have embraced the students. And again, we're going to hear from them in a little bit, and their excitement, hopefully their excitement here at Wayne Memorial. But for now, James, can you tell us a little bit, like, how does the program work for our students here?
Sure, Carol. So Project Search provides real life work experience for the students, combined with training in employability and independent living skills to help these young adults with disabilities have successful transitions for their future. The interns are usually referred to the program through their schools, family, or the vocational rehab counselor, which would be Trish Doherty for our area, through OVR, which Taylor mentioned earlier. They can apply in the winter and spring in the year prior entering the program to see if they're eligible. Mm-hmm. It's a one-year program that takes place entirely in the workplace. As we mentioned earlier, we have three schools that are affiliated with the program. We have Wayne Highlands, Wallen Paulpak, Western Wayne, and our host business is, of course, Wayne Memorial. The program is also supported by various agencies such as OVR, Living Unlimited, and Workforce Alliance, which we talked about a little already. We're actually going to have Workforce Alliance come in November to help the students practice resumes and practice interview skills, things
Wonderful.
Like that. During the first 2 weeks of the program, the interns are in the classroom focusing on orientation, hands-on skill assessments, and becoming more familiar with the hospital. The interns develop a career plan with their teacher, which guides the internship selection process and individualized job search. After that, they're then ready to begin their internship rotations within the hospital. The interns do a total of 3 rotations based on their preferences and their skills. During this time, the interns acquire competitive, marketable, and transferable skills to enable them to apply for a related position. The interns also build communication, teamwork, and problem-solving skills. We typically will have some of the interns hired by the hospital once they're done, depending on the needs of the hospital.
And then
after that, you know, my company or another company will help, you know, find them actual jobs in the community or in the hospital.
Right. And I know there's many employers out here, and we'll talk about that kind of at the end, that have hired Project Search students because the program is so successful, and that's what's really exciting. And so really the star of the show today is the three students we have here from Project Search. Currently, there are five in the program. Three decided that they wanted to join us this morning. I have Sophia, Maya, and Dominic. So good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
So I'm going to just start from my right. And so, Sophia, can you tell our listeners, and you're going to have to talk loud, right?
Okay.
What's your name?
My name's Sophia Mandera. I'm from Wallen Pawpack Area High School. And the department that I'm working on is housekeeping department. And the job skills I need is communication, attention to detail, and time management.
Great.
And the things I learned is I learned how to sanitize the railings, the waiting rooms, all of that. And I vacuumed the carpet areas, and I did dusting, mop dusting, and high dusting.
Great. And do you have any plans?
Going to cosmetology school, or at least getting a stable job.
Right. And do you think the skills that you learn are going to help you with that?
Yes.
Great. That is really wonderful. And do you like it? That's really important.
Yes.
And do you think before you started that you needed to do all that stuff in a hospital? Or did you learn all that? Like, what was it kind of amazing?
I learned all that because my mom's a housekeeper.
Okay.
And she does it for her own business. So I learned some of the skills from her before starting housekeeping.
That's wonderful. That is really great. Thank you so much for sharing that. And so Maya, can you tell us a little bit about you?
My name is Maya Lucas. I'm from West Wayne High School. The department I am in is OL supply room. The job skills I would need,
And it's okay if you get a little nervous. That is fine.
Yeah, the OL supply room, our organization, I contact and asking people for help.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you work in the supply, you said, department, right? So that helps put, you put stuff together to give to other departments?
Yes.
Okay, and so are there any things that you've learned so far?
Three things I have learned are I've learned to organize better, learning surgical tools, and not giving up.
Great. See, wonderful. And do you have any plans after you're done with the program?
Getting a stable job that I can move up in.
Okay. So, well, maybe we'll get you to stay here and learn, you know, because you get to go to other departments as well, right?
Yes,
so this
did.
Is the first one.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that. And Dominic, so you're next. Can you tell us a little bit about ourselves? And congratulations, right? You are the employee of the month.
Yeah.
So Dominic, tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience.
Well, my name's Dominic Wilcox. I work in the kitchen, and the job skills I need to have are multitasking and teamwork skills. Three things I learned that I need to do are deliver and clean the dishes.
Mm-hmm. Which is a really important job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, do you have any plans for the future?
Probably getting a job at a hospital.
Great. Well, I will look forward to seeing you in the hospital. I have been here for many, many years, more than the age of all of you. So, just saying. And I used to, my background is a dietitian, and I used to have to go into the kitchen a lot. And all of the areas that you do work in is such an important part of making the hospital work overall, right? We need to make sure that the hospital stays clean so there's no infections It's important that the different departments get their supplies so they can do their job, especially the operating room, right, with all the different surgical tools, correct? And the kitchen. We always need to feed people, right? And we need to make sure that the dishes are clean and the food is safe and it's healthy for them to eat. So I really want to thank all three of you for sharing your experience. So thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And so coming back, you know, Wayne, like you mentioned, Wayne Memorial is a big part. We still have like 4 minutes left. So Wayne Memorial is a big part of Project Search. But there are other companies, right? Or how can different businesses get involved with Project Search?
Yeah, it's a great question. So there are already some businesses in the community that are involved. We actually have a business advisory committee meeting coming up next week where the businesses that are already involved are going to come and talk about how else they can help the students and help with the future of the program. But the best way for a business to get involved with us would be to get as much information as possible by exploring the Project Search website and make contact directly at productsearch@cchmc.org. That's the main email for the Project Search program. The website offers step-by-step directions on how to become a Project Search site or any other information a company might need to, you know, better support our internship, or we have other internships in the area also. So that'd be the best way.
Right. I wish we did have some statistics today to talk about and how many, you know, we mentioned earlier that Project Search has been here for 5 years and we have hired, you know, many of the Project Search students. So Sophia, Maya, and Dominic, and I know there's two more, Paul and Austin, we'd like to give them a shout out because it is a class of five. Sure. You know, that they're here, and we really hope that you look at staying for Wayne Memorial because you are hard workers and we appreciate all that you do. Is there any last minute things that you want to share with our listeners today? And you don't have to. I'm just thinking, we talked about that after this rotation, you're going to go to another rotation, right?
Yeah.
And that's where? The other shop?
Yeah.
And that's part of, did you guys know that the other shop is part of our hospital auxiliary? So that falls under that umbrella, which is another part of the hospital, right? And you get to learn all about that. And so that's a kind of our, and there's a other shop all the way in Holly, too, that's part of this program. See, we all learned something new today, right? So any last minute, we still like have 2 minutes left that we can talk about.
Sure, yeah. So I was originally a skills trainer here when the program first started. So it's been kind of cool, actually, to see how much it's progressed since then. You know, that first year, I think that was 2018, around there somewhere. We had a tough time kind of getting everything started. You know, we weren't really sure how to really manage everything. So seeing from there to now has been really great, seeing all that progression and how well the hospital is with us, how open they are to everything we want to do.
Right. And I, like I said, I've been here for a very long time, and it is amazing to see the growth, you know, and just how our staff has welcomed and how we all work together. And it is a great place to work. I will say that because I've been here for over 30 years. And I truly believe Wayne Memorial is a great place to have a career and to grow as individuals. And I do remember, James, when you first started as well. Because I think, I don't know if I did a radio show the first year because I've only been in this position since 2018 for community, health and relations, but have enjoyed seeing all the students come through and learning about. And, you know, we do want to give a shout out to maybe Joyce Malachy, Mrs. Malachy, right? Because she works with you a lot. She's our volunteer coordinator, but she works very closely with all the Project Search.
Yeah, from day one, she's been supporting the program.
And the school districts, you know, definitely the school districts. We want to give a shout out to them and all the different schools that help support this program and all the students that come through. So, you know, when we keep talking, we get through our 15 minutes, right? It went pretty fast, didn't it?
Yeah.
So I want to really thank you all for being on the show today. And I want to wish you all a great day. So any last things? You want to say goodbye to everyone?
Bye.
Goodbye, right? And, thanks, yep. And I want to thank everyone for listening today. And we want to wish you a great day. Take care.